Bar Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Bar Reeves High School here on The General 95.9. I'm Mike DeCourcy. It's going to be softball action tonight here on the 95.9 version of the DLC Media dial on the radio tonight. Bar Reeves and Forest Park getting ready here in Montgomery. Of course, over on Memories 107.9, the big Washington and Jasper baseball game getting ready to get underway down at Ruxer Field in Jasper. So a full tilt of sports action tonight here on this very busy Thursday night on all, you know, up and down the DLC radio dial. And thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm Mike DeCourcy. It's Bar Reeves softball here tonight, as we already mentioned. Bar Reeves and Forest Park getting ready. Forest Park finishing their warm-ups here as we are just about ready to get underway. Last season, we talked on various Bar Reeves broadcasts. If you were tuning in for the first time, we mentioned that it was going to be a struggle last year. Bar Reeves, a one-win team, very, very young, and we talked about how there was help on the way, and that help has arrived for Bar Reeves Viking Nation, and already very early in the season, Bar Reeves has posted a 3-3 record on the season, and they've done that impressively while battling injuries with some of their young talent as well. But as we will talk about here tonight, lots of freshmen in the starting lineup tonight here for Bar Reeves, and the Vikings coming off of a very, very big win just the other night against Northeast Dubois. Dubois came into that contest 7-1 on the season, and Dubois had posted wins over teams like Lagodi and Jasper and this Forest Park team, and Dubois has had an excellent, excellent run of very successful softball teams, and they came in the other night, and Bar Reeves pretty much locked them down, made all of the routine defensive plays, and pulled out their most impressive victory in a couple of years at least, and showed the area that the Lady Vikings are not going to be a pushover for the rest of the season, and they will be a contender come tournament time, along with the traditional perennial powers, at least of the last few seasons, our neighbors from Lagodi and North Davies. Captain's meeting taking place right now at home plate. A pair of the best officials slash umpires in the business, Bart Stimley and Pace Jenkins, and going through meeting with the coaches and captains. So we'll talk about all of the youth and talent and basically the upswing that is inevitable here with the Bar Reeves softball team. And they picked up a big, big win, as we mentioned, just the other night against Northeast Dubois. And Bar Reeves with some big games coming up. Of course, those traditional rivalry games with Lagodi and North Davies around the corner. And if you have not been out to the Bar Reeves softball complex this year, give yourself 5 minutes. Come down not only to watch a game, but the improvements that have been made here are just simply unbelievable. The new lights, the new fencing, the bleachers, the concrete, the new scoreboard, everything, it's really top-notch. And I know how tournament assignments are handed out, and it will not be long before you see sectionals and regionals being held here again at Bar Eve High School. Just an unbelievable facility upgrade as part of the building project here at Bar Eve. So everybody meeting at home plate, captain's meeting just about to wrap up. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk about starting lineups, and we will have the first pitch. Bar Eve and Forest Park getting ready. You're listening to Bar Eve Softball here on the General 95.9. Back to Montgomery right after this.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
Farmers will tell you ag lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag lime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of ag lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford. Helena in Montgomery has a new name. They are now Helena Agra Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just under a new name. Helena Agra Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads. Be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. Helena Agra Enterprises is a proud community supporter and would like to salute the Chuck Harmon Little League for opening day this Saturday. A friendly reminder from Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for built Ford tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. On the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Welcome back to Montgomery, Bar Eve High School, and Bar Eve and Forest Park getting ready here. Starting lineups have been introduced. National anthem has been played, and both teams getting ready here. Outfielders warming up. Pitcher in the pitching circle, throwing her warm-up tosses, and as we already mentioned, lots of youth in this Bar Eve Viking lineup here today. Pitcher tonight for Bar Eve, taking the rubber here for the Lady Vikings, is going to be sophomore Kaylin Wagler. And when you talk about the youth of this Viking team, Kaylin is basically almost an elder statesman, especially when you look around here in the infield. Over at first base, you've got a freshman in Chloe Graber. Down at third base, you got another freshman in Lily Sheets. At shortstop, you got another freshman in Hannah Graber. Another elder statesman over at second with Melissa Wagler. You do have a senior behind the plate in Anna O'Connor, but you look in the outfield and a lot more youth, three freshmen across the outfield, Corinne Corbin in left, Michaela Wagler in center, and Tracy Stahl in right. So, Forest Park getting ready. First pitch is in for a strike. Macy Zink, the leadoff hitter. And we are underway. Wagler with the ball. Next delivery. A little off-speed action. Swung on a miss. Strike two. So no two count on Zink. That one's off speed, and it's smacked deep into left field, and it is gone. And a leadoff home run from the Forest Park catcher, Macy Zink. And it's quickly 1-0 Rangers. And watching Zink in warm-up, she is an impressive, impressive athlete. And the things that she was doing behind the plate, you can tell she is a softball player probably most of the year. And she turned on that off-speed pitch and deposited it out in left field. So 1-0 Vikings trail here. It's going to bring Kylie Giesler to the plate. First delivery to her, going to be swung on and fouled back. So Wagler has to shake off. Don't know if you want to call that a pitching mistake or just a good swing by Macy Zink. But hopefully Bar Eve can hold Forest Park right there. Next delivery is high, 1-1. Next one going to miss high and outside, 2-1. Wagler's next offering going to be off the end of the bat and going to go out of play. So 2-2 the count now. Two and two the count on Kylie Giesler. Next offering from Wagler. That one's going to be popped to center. Michaela Graber going to slide over and make the catch. Good play by the freshman. So first out. Good pitch right there by Wagler. Mareve made a good defensive play right there. That's going to bring Taylor Bayer to the dish. Third hitter, third hole hitter. She will be the Forest Park pitcher here tonight. First offering to her going to be high, 1-0. And that one's going to be busted into the left center field gap. And it is going to be up against the fence. And they are going to be held to a double, but more good contact by Forest Park. Being an amateur and what little about softball that I know, I do know that Kaylin Wagler would like to have a couple of these pitches back here in the early going as they've been a little bit higher in the zone and unable to keep the ball down here early. So Forest Park with a runner down at second, and she's going to take off and swipe the third base bag. Ball was a little bit in the dirt. Mason Van Meter is the cleanup hitter for Forest Park. She's their designated player. Next delivery going to miss high. 2-0. Next offering going to miss high and outside. So 3-0. So the 3-0 offering to Van Meter. That one going to hit the outside corner, 3-1. Offering. That one's going to be popped into right field. Right fielder Tracy Stahl going to come over and make the play. There will be a play at the plate. And Forest Park runner is going to score successfully on the sack fly. So Van Meter does her job, and it's 2-0 Forest Park, and that's going to bring Lynette Bloom to the dish. So Forest Park quickly hangs a 2-spot here in the top of inning number 1. So the first offering to her, 2 outs. She's going to try to bunt, bunts it foul. You can tell Bloom really has some wheels to get down the line. Anna O'Connor, the catcher, made a play on the ball that was just foul, but it was going to be a bang-bang play down at first. Next offering, she was going to bunt again. That's going to be inside, 1-1 the count. One offering from Kaylin Wagler. Another bunt attempt, going to be bunted foul. So 1-2. Vikings a strike away from getting out of this inning. The 1-2 offering coming from Kaylin Wagler. Going to be bounced through the right side between the first and second baseman. And a 2-out hit, and that's the third hit of the first inning for Forest Park, and that's going to bring Sam Jarboe to the plate. She's the Forest Park left fielder. Steal attempt, and nice throw by Anna O'Connor. And she is going to throw out Lynette Bloom. Forest Park strikes first here in the top of inning number 1 on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Forest Park 2, Barreve nothing. Back to Barreve after this 2-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
It's April and the perfect time to test drive a new Jeep Wrangler from the Washington Chrysler Center. The spring sales event continues all month long with big savings on the full line of Jeep Wranglers. 2 doors for fun or 4 doors for family hauling. The new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL features the new body style and an 8-speed automatic engine for pulling and throwing mud. Removable hard tops and soft tops available. Soup it up with a lift kit or other accessories. April is Jeep Wrangler month, and there's a great selection to choose from. I'm waiting for you at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
back at Bar Eve quickly here, bottom of inning number one. And Tracy Stahl strikes quickly. First pitch swinging, a leadoff single to right field. And the Vikings have a base runner. Tracy, a freshman. That's going to bring Melissa Wagler to the plate. Melissa, a sophomore, second baseman for the Lady Vikes. And bunt attempt. Going to be bunted down to the third baseman. And ball going to be dropped. Runner going to be safe. And Tracy Stahl going to take the extra bag. Head over to third. So the Vikings aggressive here in the early going. Runners at first and third with nobody out. And that's going to bring Hannah Graper to the plate. And Hannah still trying to overcome some injury issues. But she hit a bomb at Bloomfield the other night. Freshman hitting in the three hole. And Hannah playing shortstop here tonight. And I think as you see the season go on, Hannah will have more and more and more time on the mound. And her and another freshman, Corinne Corbin, combined to lock Dubois down the other night. And on the first pitch, which is going to hit the outside corner for a strike, Melissa Wagler going to swipe second base. So Bar Eve with an opportunity here quickly in the bottom of inning number one. Hannah Graber, next pitch going to be high and inside, 1-1 the count. So ball and a strike to Graber. Next one going to bounce in. 2-1. So second and third here. Bottom of inning number one. 2-1 pitch. In for a strike, and I think that's one that Hannah Graber would like to have back. So 2-2. Next one going to miss high. Got a full count now. So the full count offering on freshman Hannah Graber. Going to be bounced over to the shortstop. And play going to be made. And all of the runners are going to go back to their respective bases. So that ball was not hit as sharply as it was, Bar E would have scored. But the sharply hit ball is going to force the Bar E runners back to the bag. So one out, and runners still at second and third for the Vikings. 2-0 here, Forest Park, bottom of the first inning. Freshman first baseman Chloe Graber to the plate. First delivery to her, going to miss outside. Taylor Bear, the Forest Park pitcher, really dealing it here in the early going. Next delivery going to miss high, 2-0. Next one on its way, going to be bounced up the middle off the glove. And Chloe Graber going to beat it out. And here comes Tracy Stahl down the line to score. And the Vikings very aggressive on the base pass. So Chloe Graber with an infield single. It deflected off the glove of the Forest Park hurler. Tracy going to score. And Melissa Wagler down to third base. So Bar Eve now first and third. With only one out. And suddenly it's 2-1. Going to bring another freshman to the plate. That's Corinne Corbin. Actually backing up for just a second, Jenna Lucan. Lucan, the Vikings' designated player, into the box. And she gets a hold of one, but it's foul down the right field line. So one strike. Lucan hitting in the five hole. That's Corbin on deck. Batting number six here for the Vikings. Next delivery going to head to the backstop. And Chloe Graber down to second base. And I think Coach Mike Jones wanted Melissa Wagler to score on that play. As aggressive as the Vikings have been on the base paths here in the first inning, it could have been a tie ball game. Next one going to miss high. 2-1 now on Lucan. Off-speed delivery going to miss high. 3-1. So 3-1 offering, Jen Lucan. Next one going to miss high. The Vikings have him full. And that'll bring Corinne Corbin to the plate. Another Viking freshman, Vikings left fielder. So bases filled with Vikings. 2-1 Forest Park. Pitch to Corbin. Good pitch by Bayer. Going to hit the outside corner. Strike one. Next one off speed, going to be bounce foul. So 0-2 the count on Corinne Corbin. Let's see if Corbin can put the ball in play here and get the Vikings on the board again. Next delivery, off speed, going to be high, 1-2. Next one going to be swung on and missed. That's a big out right there for Forest Park. So base is still loaded, 2-1 Forest Park, two outs here. Bottom of the first, Anna O'Connor. Vikings catcher tonight. She's a senior stepping into the box. And she's going to pop one into center. And center fielder going to range in and make a nice play. So Bar-Eve gets one of those runs back, but they leave them loaded at the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Forest Park 2, Bar-Eve 1. Back to Bar-Eve High School after this 90-second timeout.
The members of RTC Communications enjoy the benefits of having one of the best telecommunication networks in the area. Our members have access to high-quality voice, fast internet, and great TV services. If you're a member of RTC, call our office today to find out how we can be of service to you. Since 1949, RTC has been here to serve their member owners. Call RTC Communications for local friendly service at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Hi. I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
95.9 and 1580.
Back here for inning number two, Forest Park, with a 2-1 lead. And Sam Jarboe leading it off for the Rangers. Kalen Wagler back in the box. First delivery going to miss outside, 1-0. Next one off speed, going to miss high again, 2-1. Both pitchers here so far tonight have had a hard time keeping the ball down. Missing high, and it's come back to bite him. That one going to be bounced over, and it's going to get through the legs of third baseman Lindley Sheets, and that will be an error here to begin the top of inning number two and give Forest Park a base runner here to start the inning. Taryn Prechtel into the box for Forest Park. She's going to try to sacrifice the runner over. And that bunt's going to be foul, so quickly a strike. So 0-1 the count. She's going to swing through the second bunt attempt, 0-2. O-2 count. Kalen's next offering going to be fouled back. So it'll be 0-2 again. Next one going to miss outside, 1-2. Two offering. Kaitlin's next delivery. That's going to be popped into center. Michaela Graber going to range over, make the play. And one out. That's going to bring Lydia Hauser to the plate. Forest Park first baseman, one out, runner at first, 2-1 Forest Park. That one going to be bounced over to third, and that one's going to eat up Lindley Sheets. So two runners here in the top of the second. They're both going to be via the air. Now the first one was one that kind of got through Lindley. That one took a bad hop as she was charging it to make the play. So, runners on first and second, one out. Ashton Welp. She's the Forest Park second baseman. Tried to bunt first time, couldn't get it down. Next offering going to be bunted. Kaylin Wagler going to come over, make the play at first. Good job. Good job by Melissa Wagler there, keeping a foot on the bags. Two outs. That's going to bring Jordan Wiseman to the plate. Actually, that's going to turn it over. Wiseman, the designated player, it looks like. That's going to turn the lineup over. It's going to bring Macy Zink to the plate. So leadoff hitter for Forest Park. First offering to her going to be low. That one going to be lined up the middle, and that's going to score one. And second runner headed towards home, and it's going to be 4-1 Forest Park. And another two-run inning for the Rangers. So Kylie Giesler to the plate. Forest Park now with a three-run lead at 4-1. One-0 count. Next one going to be inside, going to get through the catcher. And it's going to be a two-base. It's going to be a two-base pass ball as Zink. She rounded second base went straight into third, and she never even hesitated. So now a pass ball or an infield single going to score another run for sure for Forest Park. That one going to be lined into left field, and it's going to fall for a hit. And it's now 5-1, and Forest Park has taken advantage of a couple Viking miscues, but they've also tattooed the ball a few times here in the early going. It's going to bring Taylor Bear, the Forest Park pitcher, to the plate. She's going to bounce one foul. Next one going to be lined sharply, but foul down the third baseline. That's going to be all the way to the wall down in the corner. So, two strike count. That one going to be bounced in, and Giesler going to take second base easily. Hello to one of our favorite listeners, the coach of the Barrie Vikings, Brian Hughes, listening in, doing some golf cart action, watching some games, listening to Barrie Lady Viking softball. That one going to be lying down the left field line, but it's going to be foul, and it was just about 6-1 as Taylor Bear pulled it just foul. So hopefully the coach can catch a little Viking softball, take his wife out maybe for some Thursday night dinner tonight, play with the grandkids. That one's going to be bounce, and it's going to be foul. And that was a great play by Lindley Sheets there that time. She ranged over, went to her knees, and picked it, and it was just on the other side of the bag. So one ball, two strikes. Off-speed delivery going to bounce in, 2-2. Next offering, going to miss outside, full count. Five-one Forest Park, and that one going to be smashed, and that's gone. And I mean, that ball was hit on the line, and Taylor Bear, that ball, I mean, it didn't get 10 or 12 feet above the ground, and it looked like Michaela Graber going to the gap to make a play on the ball, and it just kept carrying. And just like that, it is 7-1 Forest Park in command. There's going to be a timeout, and I think we're going to have a pitching change. So we're going to go ahead and take a timeout, top of inning number 2. And Forest Park now in control. Rangers 7, Barrie 1. Back to Barrie after this 2-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruinton Club has been serving Daviess County for 58 years. Giving back to the community is what the Ruinton Club is all about. The members and board of directors are proud to support the Chuck Harmon Little League for opening day this Saturday. Made up of over 400 young players from Montgomery and Washington, the Chuck Harmon Little League is a big part of making memories that last a lifetime. Opening ceremonies start at 10 a.m. The games begin at 11. Come out and join the fun at the Washington Sports Complex this Saturday. This message brought to you by the Montgomery Ruinton Club.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix, off Highway 50 next to GPC, knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Bar Eve, and Forest Park has blown this thing open. It is 7-1. There's been a pitching change here. Two outs in the top of inning number two. Michaela Graber is going to move in from center field and take to the mound, and we'll get to the other defensive switches and adjustments here in just a second. And Michaela's first pitch going to miss just high. May's next offering going to be slapped over to the right side, going to be picked up. That's Melissa Wagler going to shovel it over to Chloe Graber, and the Vikings get out of the inning, but not before Forest Park blows it open. Five runs for Forest Park. Going to the bottom of inning number two on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Rangers 7, Bar Eve 1. Back to Bar Eve after this 90-second timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Yoder's Stop and See.
Visit Yoder's Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder's Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder's Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder's Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
95.9 and 1580.
Back at Bar Eve, bottom of inning number two, Lindley Sheets going to lead it off for the Lady Vikings. First delivery to her going to be over but low, ball one. Next one going to be bounced up the middle and in for a hit. So that one got under the glove of the pitcher, Taylor Bayer, but that ball was sharply hit by the freshman. And that's going to bring Andrea Graber, who's just checked in to the plate. Before Bar Eve rolls their order over here. That one going to miss inside. Bayer has really... She really has some nice velocity, but her control has not been great. So there is going to be an opportunity if Bar Eve can get some base runners to maybe get back in this thing. But with a six-run deficit, it's a big hill to climb. And if Bear starts finding her spots, it'll be really tough for the Vikings. Next one going to be swung on and missed. That one going to be fouled off. And watch out down there. I think that... I don't know if that caught Tracy Stahl on the hip or if it got past her. But a 1-2 count. Next one going to get past the catcher. And Lindley going to take second base. So Bari with a runner in scoring position. Two and two the count. That one going to be fouled down the right field line. So 2-2 again. Next offering to Andrea Graber. Going to be bounced just in front of the plate. Third baseman going to range over, make the play. Beat her by about a half step. So that's going to be an out, but on the play, good heads-up base running by Lindley Sheets. She's going to take third base, so Bar Eve with a runner down at third. First delivery to Tracy Stahl, going to be over but low. Next one going to be bounced back up the middle. Pitcher going to make a nice play. Flip it over to first. Tracy hit it sharply, but right back at the pitcher. So two outs, and that's going to bring Melissa Wagler to the plate. First delivery to her going to be high. Next offering going to be fouled off, out of play, down the first baseline. So 1-1 on Melissa. Hannah Graber over on deck. I'd like to get Melissa on base and give Hannah G a shot to really get back in this game here. We've already talked about Hannah with a big blast up at Bloomfield the other night. Her first of what will undoubtedly be many varsity bombs. Next one going to be bounced in, 3-1. Next one, going to be in for a strike. 3-2. So full count offering. Going to be swung on and missed. And that's going to do it at the end of two complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 7-1, Forest Park leads Bar Eve. Back to Bar Eve after this timeout.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractors program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Helena in Montgomery has a new name. They are now Helena Agra Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just under a new name. Helena Agra Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads. Be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. Helena Agra Enterprises is a proud community supporter and would like to salute the Chuck Harmon Little League for opening day this Saturday. A friendly reminder from Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery.
I'm back. It's me, Potho. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go.
Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
The General. 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Bar Reeve, and a new pitcher in the game for Lady Vikings. Going to be the third pitcher of the night, freshman Corinne Corbin. And yet more lineup adjustments for the Vikings. It looks like Anna O'Connor going to move down to third base. Corbin into pitch. You got Hannah Graber still at short. So I have Chloe Graber down at first. And looking here at some numbers, that's Molly Holzapfel into the game to play second base. And we'll talk about the outfield at defensive arrangement here in just a second. And first offering from Corbin to Lynette Bloom going to be outside, 1-0. So for the Vikings now, it looks like that's Andrea Graber out in left field. You got Michaela Graber over in center, shading towards right center. And then that's still Tracy Stahl over in right field. So defensive adjustments galore. Next one going to be swung through and missed. 2-1 the count now. And that one going to be bunted back and foul, 2-2. So 2-2 the count on Bloom. Next one going to be bounced in, 3-2. Full count, going to be bounced over to second, but the ball going to be dropped by Molly Holzapfel, and the runner going to be safe. So that's going to be third error of the night here for Bar Eve. And Lynette Bloom was flying down the line. It was going to be a tough play anyway. So Sam Jarboe to the dish. She's going to try to bunt. Successfully lays one down. O'Connor going to flip it down to first base, but the ball's going to be dropped. And on the play, down to third base is Lynette Bloom. So back-to-back errors again to start the inning for Bar Eve. And the Vikings have not done themselves any favors defensively here tonight. So first and third, nobody out, and that's going to bring Taryn Prechtel to the plate. She's going to try to sacrifice bunt. And it's going to be foul, so 0-1. Next offering going to be laid down, good bunt, and runner going to be in safely at home, but Bar Eve going to throw out an aggressive Sam Jarboe over at third, but Forest Park adds another run And it is 8-1. Rangers now lead by 7. So that's going to bring Lydia Hauser to the plate. Actually, Lydia Hauser. Swinging bunt out in front of first place. Good play right there by Melissa Wagler. She's going to gun her out at first. And that's going to bring Ashton Welp to the dish. So the bottom of the Forest Park order looking to tack on some more offense here. And Welp, she's going to line one long down the left field line, but it's going to be foul. But just out in front of that, but good contact right there. The 0-1 offering. Corbin going to bounce it, and it's going to get through Melissa Wagler. And Forest Park now with a runner down at third base on the pass ball. So two outs here, 1-1. The count on Ashton Welp. Next one going to miss high. Two and one on Welp. Next one going to be swung on and missed. 2-2. So 2-2, two outs. And that one's going to be popped into left center field. And it's going to be up against the wall. And that ball really carried. So that's going to score another one. And Welp with some big time damage at the bottom of the order going to score another one. And it's 9-1 Forest Park. That's going to bring Macy Zink to the plate. So her third at bat here in the top of inning number 3. That one going to be bounced in, 1-0. Welp, the Forest Park catcher. Next one going to be shot down the right field line. It's going to be up against the fence. That's going to score another run. And Welp headed over to third. And that's going to be a stand-up triple. And it is now 10-1 Forest Park. That'll bring Kylie Giesler to the plate. Giesler going to pop one down the right field line, and it's going to be a fair ball. Another run going to score, and Giesler into third base with a triple, and it's 11-1. Taylor Bear, the Forest Park pitcher, to the plate, but 11-1 Rangers now with a runner down at third, and the first offering to her going to be bounced in. Anybody, That one going to be popped back and out of play. So 1-1 the count. Next offering going to be high. 2-1. Corbin sets again. That one's going to miss inside. 3-1. So 3-1 on Bear. That one going to be bounced in. Another walk. And Forest Park putting on the running game. And Bear going to just sprint down to second base. They're going to make a throw to the bag. And while they do, Giesler going to score. And it's 12-1, and Forest Park has really turned on the running game. So Mason Van Meter with a Forest Park Ranger runner down at second. That one going to be in for a strike. 1-1 to count on her. One and one. That one going to be shot out to left field. And that ball is going to carry, and it's up against the wall. 13-1. And Forest Park just really flexing their collective muscles here today, shooting the ball out into the gap, and they've just taken control here. And it's 13-1. It's a little meeting at the mound here for Bar Eve. Bar Eve and out away from getting out of this inning. But now it's 13-1. And that's going to bring Lynette Bloom to the plate. And Forest Park still running. And Van Meter going to take third base on a mishandled ball. So 1-0. Next one going to be swung on and missed. Fouled back. So 1-1 to count. Runner down at third. Two outs here. Top of the third. Next one going to miss high. 2-1. Two-one offering. Gonna be swung on and missed. 2-2. Next one gonna miss high. 3-2. Two offering to Lynette Bloom here is going to be lined back up the middle, base hit, Another run going to score for Forest Park. It's 14-1. And as hard as the Rangers have hit the ball here tonight, that was one where Bloom just kind of put the bat out. Took it right back up the middle. Soft little liner. 14-1. Now the Ranger coaching staff making some substitutions. We've already had courtesy runners. And that's going to be Sammy Stout into the game. Her first offering from Corbin going to be swung on and missed. Next one going to be down the middle, called strike two. So 14-1, Forest Park. Two strike offering coming from Corbin. Going to be inside and low, 1-2. Next one going to be fouled back. So still a 1-2 count. Next one going to be bounced over. Hannah Graber going to range over, make the play, gun it across the diamond, and that's going to do it. But seven more runs for Forest Park here. And at the end of 2.5, it's all Rangers. Forest Park 14, Vikings 1. We'll be back to Bar Eve High School after this 2-minute timeout.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right? Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
The Montgomery Ruinton Club has been serving Daviess County for 58 years. Giving back to the community is what the Ruinton Club is all about. The members and board of directors are proud to support the Chuck Harmon Little League for opening day this Saturday. Made up of over 400 young players from Montgomery and Washington, the Chuck Harmon Little League is a big part of making memories that last a lifetime. Opening ceremonies start at 10 a.m. The games begin at 11. Come out and join the fun at the Washington Sports Complex this Saturday. This message brought to you by the Montgomery Ruinton Club.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the bottom of inning number three, Hannah Graber, Viking shortstop to the plate. Quickly a two-ball count on her. Pitching change for Forest Park. Allie Warner, lefty, has taken the mound. 2-1 count. Next offering was in for a strike. Little off-speed delivery there. Going to freeze Graber. 2-2. So 2-2 count on Hannah Graber. Next one, fastball going to be popped, but it's going to be on the infield. Shortstop going to range over and make the play. So one up, one down for the Vikings. That's going to bring another freshman to the plate, Chloe Graber, Viking first baseman. That one going to be popped into center, but it's going to hold up in time for the Ranger center fielder to come in and make a play. That's Lynette Bloom, who was the pitcher until this inning. So quickly two outs. That's going to bring Jenna Lucan to the plate. First offering to her, more off speed, going to be high and outside, 1-0. That one going to get away from the Forest Park pitcher outside. 2-0 the count. Next one going to miss high. 3-0. That one going to be in for a strike, 3-1. Offering. That one going to miss high, so Bari with a base runner here. So that's going to bring the freshman Corinne Corbin to the plate. And the first offering to her going to be high for ball one. Next one in for a strike, 1-1. Next one going to be fouled back, so 1-2 the count. One and two the count on Corbin. Next one going to miss high, 2-2. Corbin going to get a piece of that one, so we're still 2-2. Two outs here, bottom of the third. That one going to miss low, so full count now on Corbin. Anna O'Connor on deck. And that one going to get through. Corbin going to line a single into left field. So runners at first and second. O'Connor to the dish. So Anna O'Connor has played a little third, some catcher here tonight for the Vikings. First pitch misses to her, 1-0. Next one going to be in for a strike. Next one also in for a strike. So 1-2 on Anna O'Connor. That one going to miss just outside, 2-2. Good call by plate umpire Bart Stemley there. That one going to be popped out of play. So 2-2 again. That one going to be bounced down to third baseman. And the Forest Park third baseman going to pick it up and step on the bag and do it. The Vikings threaten briefly, but they do not score. And at the end of three complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Forest Park still in control. Rangers 14, Vikings 1. Back to Bar Eve after this two-minute timeout.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
It's April and the perfect time to test drive a new Jeep Wrangler from the Washington Chrysler Center. The spring sales event continues all month long with big savings on the full line of Jeep Wranglers. Two doors for fun or four doors for family hauling. The new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL features the new body style and an 8-speed automatic engine for pulling and throwing mud. Removable hard tops and soft tops available. Soup it up with a lift kit or other accessories. April is Jeep Wrangler month, and there's a great selection to choose from waiting for you at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Bar Eve, top of inning number four, another pitching change for the Lady Vikings. Freshman Hannah Graber to the hill. That's Forest Park, bottom of their order. Taryn Prechtel. First pitch to her going to be a strike. Next one going to be fouled back, 1-2. So 0-2 quickly on Prechtel. Top of the fourth, 14-1 Vikings. Hannah Graber just into the game to get some work. Next one swung on a miss. Good gas right there by Hannah Graber. One up, one down. That's going to bring Lydia Hauser to the plate. First delivery from Hannah. Going to be in for a strike. Owen won the count on Hauser. Next one in for a strike. 0-2. Next one going to miss outside. 1-2. Hannah Graber's next pitch, high fastball, swung on a missed. So two hitters, two strikeouts for the freshman Hannah Graber. And that is going to bring Allie Werner to the plate. First delivery to her, going to miss outside. The next Hannah Graber offering, going to be swung on and missed. Strike two. One and two the count now on Allie Werner. So Vikings a strike away from getting out of this top of inning number four. Next one going to be fouled back. So still a 1-2 count. Hannah Graber sets again. Time called by the Forest Park batter. She's going to get back in the box. Next offering. Going to miss outside. 2-2 now. Two and two, going to miss just outside, so 3-2. Next one going to be swung on and missed, and that's going to do it. So at the end of four and a half, Hannah Graber, the freshman, strikes out the side, and Barreve coming back to the dish. At the end of three and a half, going to the bottom of inning number four, 14-1, Forest Park. Back to Bar Eve after this two-minute timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington,
call 257-0950.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Bar E, bottom of inning number 4, 14-1, Forest Park. Junior Molly Holzapple with a 1-1 count. Next offering to her, and it is going to find its way up the middle. So the junior with a leadoff single here in the bottom of inning number 4. It's going to bring Andrea Graber to the plate. So Holzapple with good contact. And Graber going to line one down the left field line. And it's going to be a foul ball. And the Forest Park left fielder going to range over and try to make the play. And it's going to pop out of her glove. So a long strike for Andrea Graber. Next one going to miss outside to Andrea, 1-1. Next one going to be fouled back and out of play. So 1-2. Off-speed pitch going to be bounced in front of the plate. Catcher going to make a nice play to gun out Andrea Graber. Gets the runner down to second, but Macy Zink has a really great arm. So first out, it's going to roll the order over. Tracy Stahl, Viking leadoff hitter. Back in the box. First delivery to her, going to be in for a strike. Next one going to be fouled back. 1-2. Next one going to be bounced in, so 2-2. It's been all Rangers since the early going here. 14-1 Forest Park in control here in the bottom of inning number 4. That one going to be bounce foul, so Tracy Stahl going to do it again here. Next one going to miss high. Next one to Tracy Stahl. That one's going to bounce in, so full count now, 3-2. Full count offering to Tracy. Going to be bounced back through the middle. Going to get through. And Molly Holzapple going to hold up at third. But first and third here. Only an out. And And that's going to bring Melissa Wagler to the plate. Barry with an opportunity to cut into this lead. First pitch to her going to be a strike. Next one, off-speed delivery, going to be in for a strike. So quickly a two-strike count on Melissa Wagler. Next one going to be bounced over to the shortstop. Going to get the force out at second base. And the runner going to hold at third. So still runners at first and third. And that's going to bring Hannah Graber. First offering to her going to be bounced in. So 1-0 the count. Second one going to be bounced in. 2-0. Anna Graber. Next one going to be high. 3-0. So three ball count on Hannah Graber. That one going to be in for a strike. And next one going to be high. So Barry now with the bases loaded here. Freshman Chloe Graber coming to the dish. Two outs, bottom of inning number four, 14-1. And Chloe going to bounce one in front of home plate, and Zink going to pick it up and step on the dish, and that is going to end the Viking threat. We are going to the top of inning number five, and on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Forest Park 14, Vikings 1. Back to Bar Eve after this two-minute timeout.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
Farmers will tell you ag lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag lime increases root system development, promotes early above ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of ag lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
She used to play hide and seek in your backyard. Now she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
It's the little things, like turkey, dressing, and pumpkin pie. Wait, in April?
Goodies is turning April into the new November with our Orange Friday sale. Get ready for peeled back prices store-wide, like a 40-inch HD TV for $149.99, hardside luggage for $29.99, and 10-piece cookware for just $19.99. Plus, our first 50 guests could win a $500 gift card or other great prizes. The Orange Friday fun goes all weekend. Goodies. Little things mean everything. Goodies is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Bar Eve. Beginning of inning number five. Forest Park rolling over their order. Macy's Inc. and Hannah Graber going to jam her, and she's going to pop out to the shortstop so quickly. One up, one down. That is the first time the Vikings have retired at Macy's Inc. here tonight. Amber Tysing into the game for Forest Park. Her first swing going to result in a foul ball. So quickly 0-1 on her. Ever since Hannah Graber came in, down 14-1, top of inning number four, she has been delivering gas. That one going to miss low, 1-1. Next one going to miss high, 2-1. Three and one now on another pitch that misses high. Next one swung on and missed, so full count now. Three and two. Payoff pitch here coming from Graber. Going to miss high. She lost her, and it's going to be a walk. Taylor Bear back to the dish. First pitch to her, going to hit the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. That one going to be fouled down the right field line, out of play. So a two-strike count on Bear. That one going to hit the inside corner, called strike three. So two outs now. And that is strikeout number four for Hannah Graber here in her inning plus of work. Looks like we got another pinch hitter here. First offering from Hannah Graber going to be fouled off. Strike one. Yeah. 14-1 Forest Park here. Top of inning number five. Next pitch going to be swung on and missed. Strike two. And a two-strike offering going to miss low. So one and two, two outs here. Next one going to be bounced. Shortstop going to pick it up. Low throw to first, going to be dug out, and that is going to do it. Good play right there by the freshman, Chloe Graber. Forest Park still in control. We go to the bottom of inning number five. Rangers 14, Vikings 1. Back to Bar Eve after this two-minute timeout.
Helena in Montgomery has a new name. They are now Helena Agra Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just under a new name. Helena Agra Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads. Be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. Helena Agra Enterprises is a proud community supporter and would like to salute the Chuck Harmon Little League for opening day this Saturday. A friendly reminder from Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery.
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Ligoti.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I probably hear about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitudes are wonderful. It's just, and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
It's the little things like turkey, dressing, and pumpkin pie. Wait, in April? Goodies is turning April into the new November with our Orange Friday sale. Get ready for peeled back prices store-wide, like a 40-inch HD TV for $149.99, hardside luggage for $29.99, and 10-piece cookware for just $19.99. Plus, our first 50 guests could win a $500 gift card or other great prizes. The Orange Friday fun goes all weekend. Goodies. Little things mean everything. Goodies is part of our Stage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Napa know-how.
Castrol Full Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for $6.39 a quart at Napa. Its patented formula fights against sludge and buildup so aggressively, it practically intimidates it. So subdue, frighten, and impose your will on engine problems by grabbing some Castrol Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $6.39 a quart. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/18.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Bar Eve. And freshman Michaela Graber getting ready to step in her first at bat of the game. She's going to pop one back and out of play. Next offering going to be over but high, 1-1. Swung on and missed. The next offering, 1-2. One-two offering going to be popped out of play. So we'll do it again. One and two the count. And the changeup going to miss high, 2-2. So 2-2 on Graber. Jackson going to be fouled back. And a 2-2 offering going to bounce in, so Michaela Graber's worked it back to a full count at 3-2. And Michaela going to line a single into left field. So leadoff single for Bar Eve. Another pinch hitter for Bar Eve. That's going to be Kendall Tompkins. First delivery going to be swung on and missed. Next one going to be bounced in. That's going to get through the pitcher. Michaela going to head down to second on the wild pitch. One going to be fouled back. One, two. That one going to miss high, so 2-2. Two offering. That one going to hit the outside corner, called strike three. And that's going to be out number one. That's going to bring Nia Dillard to the plate. First pitch to Diller going to be swung on and missed. Strike one. Next one to Diller going to miss on the outside corner. 1-1. That one going to be bounced in, 2-1, 2-1. That one going to be popped. Catcher going to make the play. So two outs, Vikings down to their last out here, and that's going to be Molly Holzapfel coming to the plate. And Molly going to line one up the middle. That's going to be Holzapfel's second hit. And Michaela Graber going to hold up at third. That's going to bring Andrea Graber back to the plate. First delivery to Andrea. Going to be in for a strike. Next one going to be bounced in. Next one going to be bounced over. Second baseman going to pick it up. flip it over to first, and that is going to do it. And the final tonight on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, it is going to be a run rule victory here as Forest Park comes in and they swing the heavy lumber early and they pick up a 14-1 victory here tonight. Vikings fall to 3-4 on the season. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game and more. Vikings fall today 14-1 against Forest Park. Back to Bar Eve after this 30-second timeout.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for built Ford Tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is
the general. 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Bar E, Vikings fall tonight 14-1. A little bit of hardware to pass out tonight. We've got the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And actually, here tonight, what we are going to do is we are going to split it up a couple of ways tonight. And the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Players of the Game here tonight for Bar Eve, going to split it in two directions. First one, Molly Holzapfel. Molly came off the bench tonight, lined a pair of singles back up the middle. Molly 2-for-2. And then freshman Hannah Graber, who took over pitching duties, down 14-1. Not an enviable position, but in her two innings, Hannah fanned five Forest Park Rangers. So five strikeouts in her two innings of work. Molly Holzapfel 2-for-2 at the plate. They're going to be tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Players of the Game. Well, that's going to do it here tonight from Bar E. Vikings, as we mentioned, they fall to 3-4 on the season, and they drop a tough one here tonight to Forest Park, 14-1. I'd like to thank Andy Morrison back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country.